Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 7:38, about 22 outside. And if you've got a snowmobile, I don't know, Sunday and Monday might be good for you. Monday more likely than not. 1 to 3, maybe tomorrow night, and then another 1 to 3 on Monday. So maybe some warm baked snacks from the butter churn if it gets cold. Now, you really recently, Bobby Dupuy and Del Griffiths here from, they're married for 19 years. Love of art and all things a little bit different. And Bobby says that's the only way, that's the only path I took in life. And that's awesome. But you don't have a baker currently. Is that your, is that something you had to throw yourself into? Or were you a good baker to start with?
I'll be honest. I'm a fair baker.
You're a fair
Everything
baker.
Comes out tasting wonderful. It
That's
just might
good.
Not look right.
Yeah, yeah. Misshapen a bit sometimes.
Yeah, so if I can get it pretty, we're good.
Yeah. You wanted to talk about the butter churn, by the way, is in Woodhall. It's been open for a couple years. Your friend Stephanie is the co-owner. She lives in California, right?
Yes.
So you and Dale, it's just the two of you making this thing work, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working on it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stephanie's
yeah.
very supportive, and she's been great cheering me on behind the scenes. So.
Yeah, you work in the school district, the 205 school district, for years,
mm-hmm.
And you've always been an artist. How is this day-to-day now, waking up like, oh, wait, I have this, but I also have this thing that I love?
I am trying to focus because, like, yeah, I got a million different ways I want to go, but, yeah, every day it's... all right, I got to do this at the job that pays me and this at the job I love.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, like we had a book club dinner party the other night, so that took a lot of planning and focusing and making sure I got everything right and everything prepared and available and yummy.
Yeah, in our final segment, we'll talk about maybe some of those ways you can turn the butter churn into your own kind of party.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby, you wanted to talk about there's some local folks, vendors that mm-hmm. are in your store that you're very proud to have in
yes.
and you'd love more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about them.
We have the very popular Creekside Vineyards Winery in the store.
Yes.
Very, very good wine.
And you have a wine night, right?
Yes. One Friday night a month, we have the wine and jazz night, the wine down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the wine down. That's right.
The
I
wine
saw that.
Down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Perfect.
And Chad Sanders comes in and plays a little jazzy kind of music on his guitar or his cello. He just brought in freshly repaired. So that was a fun night.
And you're serving the wine of that you just spoke of.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
great.
You come in and you buy a bottle of wine, bring your friends, share it, taste it. I usually make a punch for the evening if you want to just chill with one little glass of punch or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you change the hours up on Friday night, or are you just still, what are you usually open till?
Friday nights, right now, because of the way our scheduling works, are open. We're open 4 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Come summertime, the hours are going to change a little bit
yeah.
to be more convenient for everyone.
Yeah.
We are open on Tuesdays now, but that will probably close and be open on Sundays. I think that would be better for the community.
Yeah.
To be open on Sunday, a little place to go after church, or
Absolutely.
Everybody's running around on the weekends, want to stop someplace. They're not so much running around on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So besides wine, who else is in your store that you're proud of when you look around at the shelves?
Well, I'm sorry to start off with alcohol. It's at the top of my list here. We do
it
have...
is Saturday. It is the weekend, Bobby. It's okay.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. You're already here.
We have different beers from Bent River out of the Quad Cities.
Nice.
We do have a selection from Iron Spike here right
yeah.
next to us.
Yeah.
We have cheese from Rop Jersey Cheeses. We have, for meats, we have Reasons and Double J. We supply breads from Jacobson's and Uncle Billy's Bakery.
Yeah.
Uncle Billy's have a little Gelsen. Selection from Cornucopia. I'm trying to represent Seminary Street a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We get coffee from Country Morning Coffee. I just went there for the first time to pick it up, and what an adorable little shop in Kewaunee. It is just so cute.
Will you grab me a bag next time you're there?
I totally meant to bring you one today, but I ended up
right.
with this.
That's okay. You brought me coffee. That's
I
great.
Brought you some kind of coffee.
All right.
There's a little Amish store. I believe it's down in Cuba. It's called Heartlands, and we supply many things from them, many of your staples, spices, flour, jelly.
I love that it feels like the butter churns that tree and it just branches out to all these cool places.
Exactly.
I mean, Cuba, yeah. Kiwani, that's the
way. I drive a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but I want to bring it all here so where people can just find it, and I want to keep things rotating a little bit so that anything that is available is going to be exemplified and shown off a little bit here and there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's made local, if it's fresh, if it's good for you, and you need a place, a shelf for it, possibly the butter churn, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, stop in and talk to them. Now, wait, is it Sunday that you're closed? So are you guys...
Sunday we're closed. Sunday and Monday we're closed
Are you guys opening the store after you get off the radio here? You are?
Yes.
All right. So you're open today for how long?
We're open 10 to 4. I'll be going in and making... What am I making today? Potato corn chowder.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Dale, what are your daily tasks when she's working in the school system and you're there? You're seeing the...
I'm official floor sweeper coffee maker right now and host, I guess.
Yeah, our folks are coming in for just maybe a cup of Java and just looking around,
too. We have five or six regulars is what I call them. Oh, Wednesdays and often on Thursdays, they'll come in, sit and have a cup of coffee and just chat.
Yeah,
for most of the afternoon.
Right,
and it's great. It's great talking to these people.
Do you guys live in Galesburg?
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of a drive over to Woodhull. So
really,
it's not awful, but
it's not. It's just 15 minutes.
Nope. Yeah, my
it's
sister
like
lives
across
there.
Town. From
yeah,
one end of Galesburg to the other end.
Yeah. So that home, and then Dale, you're feeling pretty at home inside the butter churn, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's a very relaxed atmosphere, and like I said, when people come in for cups of coffee, we just chat and have fun. And more people, I've noticed over the 3 months we've been taking over, more people are coming in and doing that.
What is the type of punk rock that you kind of love right now? Is it steam engine? Am I saying it right?
Steampunk. Yeah.
Is there steampunk coming from the speakers while we're having coffee in the morning?
Sort
of. Or is that a little later in the afternoon?
No, sort of. I usually have some music playing, just real low key, and most people don't seem to mind it. And we have kind of, like I said, it has that eclectic old general store feel. So we use a lot of steampunk music, electro swing, some classical.
Okay.
Just to kind of keep it easy.
Tell people what electro swing is. I mean, the older audience that like swing, they'll love that.
And yeah, I think they're actually kind of liking that
modernized,
updated,
right?
Old-fashioned kind of feel, and that's kind of what we always love. So we're kind of introducing that, and people seem to enjoy it quite a bit.
More about this unique little place that combines food and art and just a charm. Really, Butter Churn, a fresh food market, feed your family, and create community. And that's what they're doing. Bobby DuPoy and Adele Griffiths here in the studio this morning. And we'll be back with them to wrap it up with this first segment on Galesburg Live right here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.